You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, November the 27th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Tell you, we see the robots are expanding here, but not as quickly as the laws to confiscate our guns. Does that make you feel good? We got a robot dog now that's going to go house to house for the police. I wonder how that would be used in a dangerous situation as Democrats escalate gun control. And we can see what is happening with Virginia. After Bloomberg is very proud of the fact that he was able to add a lot of Democrats to the legislature, and they have now produced the kind of fruit that they're expecting. Have sweeping Virginia gun ban calling for confiscation. Now, you know, we began with Eric Swalwell taunting Joe Biggs and others about how he would use nuclear weapons if necessary to any force, in other words. I'll use whatever force is necessary to take away your guns. You're just not going to allow, we're not going to allow you to have guns. We'll use the full force of the military, is what he was saying. Obviously, he's not going to nuke cities. Well, I don't know. We're talking about Eric Swalwell here. And then you had Beto O'Rourke in a desperate attempt to breathe life into his dead campaign. But why are they doing this? They're doing this because they understand that there is a growing part of their intolerant authoritarian party that is begging for this, demanding for this. And so you have these two junior dictators out there calling for this. And yet the person who has, you know, 15th richest person in the world, Bloomberg, he's got at least 10 times as much money as Trump does. And he is willing to spend it on his political agenda, and he's been spending it for many years. Every town, moms demand, gun control, whatever they call themselves. Moms are demanding, and so is Bloomberg demanding. And he's already poured a lot of money into that. And when you look at what he is doing, his strategy, as I said yesterday, he's going to kind of hang back and draft, like Junior Johnson in a NASCAR race, and let the other people take the headwinds, and at the last minute, he'll pull around and win the race. And even if he doesn't do well in the first Super Tuesday stuff, he's going to stay out of the debates because he doesn't want to take any hits from fellow Democrats. And he doesn't want to be seen coming after them either. And so he's going to be above the fray. He's going to be drafting behind the leaders of the pack. And he's hoping that he can pull out and win it on Super Tuesday. But I'm telling you that even if he doesn't, he will stay in because as a political candidate, he has absolutely no limits as to what he can spend. He has a one-man political action committee. And we can see what the fruit of this is in Virginia. Now, this bill that was introduced by Senator Richard Sasslaw, SB 16 in Virginia, this is a state senator, of course, would expand the definition of an assault firearm. This is not just rifles. They're going after pistols, too. Many different semi-automatic rifles and pistols. It would call for the ban of such firearms. It would prohibit people from purchasing, possessing, selling, or transferring those weapons. And it would expand the term assault firearm to include semi-automatic centerfire rifles and pistols, fixed magazine capacities greater than 10 rounds, anything that has a detachable magazine, anything that has a folding or telescoping stock, barrel shrouds, thumb hole grips, secondhand grips. Rifles would not be allowed to have pistol grips or bayonet mounts or silencers or muzzle brakes or flash suppressors. Pistols would also have to have an unloaded weight of 50 ounces. It would limit shotguns to a magazine capacity of no more than 7 shells. I read all of this, all the detail here, because you have to understand They're just this close to just saying nothing that shoots. Nothing that shoots. We'll be right back.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, November the 27th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, and I always say that now because that's the way our Constitution ends. That's the way the Mayflower Compact ends. That's the way the first Declaration for Thanksgiving by George Washington ends. That's right, year of our Lord. Our Christian foundation's here. And that is what's under attack on this Thanksgiving 2019. We'll get into that, but first of all, firearms, as I was pointing out at the top of the hour, you can see where Bloomberg goes. You can see the fruits of his political participation in the Democrat legislature. And remember, people in Virginia have now Democrats in control of both the House and the Senate and the governorship. And so what are they doing? Well, they're doing what Eric Swalwell and the beta male, Robert Francis O'Rourke, were bragging that they would do. And that is a full-scale gun confiscation. I'm not going to read it again, but I was just reading all the different details about the arbitrary restrictions on firearms. And this would keep people from purchasing it, selling it, or transferring it, or even possessing it. And there is no grandfather clause in there. None whatsoever. And so we look at this, and there's at least 17 different counties across the U.S. That have, I'm just going from memory now. I don't have the article in front of me. I had it a couple of days ago. It's either 17 different states that have counties that have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. I think that's the case. I don't think it's just 17 different counties, but it may only be 17 different counties. However, as the Mises Institute points out, even though we've got a lot of local governments saying we're going to be Second Amendment sanctuaries, nobody has enacted a law to do that. Contrary to the rhetoric being spread about these efforts, virtually none of these jurisdictions have passed laws equivalent to even the most modest immigration sanctuary city policy. In fact, most of them aren't publishing laws at all or passing laws. For example, a sanctuary city, when we talk about immigration, is generally accepted as a local government refusing to participate in the enforcement of federal immigration laws. And so they're hearkening to that and saying, well, we're not going to participate. They're implying then that they're not going to participate in any kind of gun confiscation if demanded by the federal government or perhaps even by the state government if you're talking about Virginia. However, the Mises Institute points out in reviewing recently passed so-called Second Amendment sanctuary measures in Texas, Illinois, Oregon, Florida, Arizona, and elsewhere, none of them prohibit local government employees from using funds from the federal government or assisting in the enforcement of federal or even state gun laws or regulations. You understand that? I mean, when you're talking about a sanctuary city, in terms of immigration, what they say is, we are not going to cooperate with federal immigration policy. But when they talk about a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment, they don't have anything like that. They don't have any prohibitions of anybody working with the federal government to confiscate guns. Now, you know, I'm all for nullification. And I think local laws, jurisdictions are really our only hope at this point. And I include even state governments, because we can see what's happening in Virginia. When we talk about immigration, that is something that is delegated to the federal government, right? They are to protect our borders, and yet they don't. But that is not something that the sanctuary cities really have a power. They have given up that power. It's state and local governments under the Constitution, and all of these employees at the state and local level, swear to uphold the Constitution, don't they? That's a qualification for office. It's a requirement for office. They all have to swear to uphold the Constitution, just like everybody in the military. And so when they say, well, we're not going to enforce the laws on immigration on border, they don't have any authority to make that kind of a decision. However, when the federal government violates the Second Amendment, it's a clear prohibition from the federal government doing anything about it. As a matter of fact, Richard Proctor comes on frequently when we talk about the Constitution. He pointed out the federal government has the duty to give military weapons as well as training to state and local militias. Think about that. They have the duty to do that, just like they got a duty to protect the border, and they're not doing that either. And so when you have a federal government defying the Second Amendment, or you have state governments defying the Second Amendment, now they're without any authority, just like the local jurisdictions when they defy immigration, an area that they have delegated to the federal government, they have no authority. So it's important to understand nullification, and it's important to understand where the lines of authority are drawn under the Constitution. These people who hold their office by virtue of them swearing to uphold the Constitution, that's what gives them their authority. And once they violate that, they have no authority as an office holder, and you don't have to obey them. They're usurpers at that point. But as I go on with this, so there is no prohibition. There's actually no teeth to these Second Amendment declarations of being a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment. They give the example of Hood County, Texas. There, the sheriff, Roger Deeds, has been outspoken in recent months about his desire for a sanctuary there, and the commissioner's court obliged by unanimously passing a resolution sponsored by Commissioner James Deaver. It specifically declares Hood to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county, and it states that it will not, quote, appropriate government funds, resources, employees, agencies, contractors, building, detention centers, or offices for the purpose of enforcing a law that unconstitutionally infringes on the right of people to keep and bear arms. Well, that sounds like that's it, right? They're not going to take any money. They're not going to do anything to assist the federal government, they said. Here's the problem. It is just a resolution. It's just a resolution. It's kind of like a campaign promise. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's just their opinion. Just a baseless promise. It's not even a law. It's not an ordinance. According to Texas Municipal Court Education Center, local governing bodies make law by passing an ordinance. A resolution, quote, does not have the force of law and is used as, quote, an expression of an opinion of a legislative body. It's just a resolution. And even if that resolution says the right thing, it still doesn't get there. Now, Gun Owners of America have gone even further. They said, look, not only are these things just resolutions without any legal authority, but we have to understand that we got to go beyond saying we're not going to help them. We got to make it a crime to violate the Second Amendment and say we will oppose anybody at the state or federal level who tries to do it. Not only will we not assist them, not only will we not take money from them to do this, but if they try to do that in our jurisdiction, we're going to lock them up. We're going to meet them force for force. And this is very important, folks. When we take a look at what is being done, you think that they are not going to go door to door with police officers because it's going to turn into a violent civil war? Well, they understand that, and they're already working on the solution. If you look at this latest Boston Dynamic outrage, the way they use their robots, they come in and say, well, we don't ever want to use robots to intimidate or harm humans. You know, what do they got in there? They got Isaac Asimov's robotic laws or something? No, they don't. As a matter of fact, these robots, after they sell them, can be reprogrammed by whoever has them in their possession. But they're saying we're going to send them into areas where there's some kind of a dangerous confrontation. You mean like when you have to go in and confiscate somebody's guns, you might use these robots to exercise force or to maybe even kill somebody that you have designated without due process as dangerous? You know, take the gun, kill them if necessary, do the due process later. You know, the police have already done that in Dallas. More details when we come back.
InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost, Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Major report out of Major University. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging. Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion, it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As we hear the Magnificent Seven, you remember the storyline of that? Had some peasants in a town. They were being victimized by both criminals and their own federal government. And the federal government wouldn't do anything to stop the gangs from victimizing them. They actually partnered with them. So these guys went to the U.S. They found some hired guns, some gunslingers. And they didn't just come in and tell the Magnificent Seven, take these guys out for us. They said, we want you to show us how to defend ourselves. And they fought alongside the gunslingers. A great film, a great lesson for us. And quite frankly, we saw that happen just a couple of years ago. We had a doctor in Mexico where exactly that same thing was happening. It was happening because of the drug war. And what he did was he started to organize the people there. They didn't go to America to get somebody to trained them in how to use guns or to fight alongside of them. But they did use guns to defend themselves, and they had to defend themselves against the Federales, too. And eventually the Federales came in and sent him to jail because they don't like anybody being able to protect themselves. And our Federales are no different. No different. And so you better be paying attention to what's going on as they train these police dogs. But before we get into that, let's play video clip number 6 first. Before we get into that, just another reminder why defending yourself, defending your family from people who are armed intruders or invaders is a fundamental human right. This story is coming out of Miami. It's a man who's from Jamaica, so it can be a little bit difficult to understand. I mean, this is just recorded on the street, and he's got a heavy accent. But he's 60 years old. He was sleeping in a van. I don't know if he was living out of the van. Sleeping in a van with his wife and his son. A guy breaks in, and the guy had an assault rifle. This guy, on the other hand, is a licensed gun owner. He had a pistol. He is a registered NRA member, and he defended himself. He shot and killed the intruder. And I don't know. I mean, this is something that maybe the maybe the people pushing gun control, you know, they make such ridiculous statements. One of the statements that the gun grabbers have said in the past was they would talk about, oh, look at how fast the bullet from an assault rifle travels. So I don't know. Maybe this guy had a faster bullet coming out of his pistol. Or just maybe he was faster on the draw. Let's play video clip number 6.
This guy I killed last night, he just pushed an AK-47 in my face. And as a guy with a bar and go in Kingston Town, I'm not going to go out like a punk.
60-year-old Donovan Stewart says it was about 3 in the morning when a gunman tried to get into his van to rob him.
This man who knocked on my door while I did sleep.
His girlfriend and 11-year-old son were with him, and he says he had to act quickly.
So I said, well, all right. This is what going to happen now. You're going to kill me, and me going to kill you. Let's see. So quick thinking, quick reflex, I'm trained. I'm a security officer. I got a G license. I got a concealed weapon license. And I'm a member of the NRA. While he pushed the kid in my face, it was so close. I get the nozzle away from my face, and I empty my Glock in my chest.
He demonstrates what he did at Northwest 6th Court and 70th Street.
When he fly my door open, the only thing he do is tuck the AK in my face. And my gun was right there, and what are you doing? And that's how I get him.
Miami Police Officer Mike Vega says it appears this was self-defense.
Everybody's cooperating, but we still need more information.
It was a split-second decision.
To defend my life and my family, I have the possibility to defend innocent people. I'll do it too. You know? You just don't wake up in the morning and push an AK up my nose and think you're going to live. No. They tried the wrong person with that.
Delilah Gator says the dead gunman had just robbed her Saturday morning of $600 in cash, her iPhone, and her VW.
He had the gun and he forced me to open the door. I was very devastated and emotional. That's crazy. This man has a family. Like, why would you rob somebody that's living in a van?
Yeah, he was living in the van. And again, he's 60 years old, but he's in pretty good shape. Still, it doesn't matter if you're in good shape. If you got a guy with an AK-47 pointed at you, but he was faster than the other guy. The guy was surprised to find that he had a gun. But I've talked in the last couple of weeks. We've had a pregnant woman who had a so-called assault rifle. You know, not a shotgun over and under like Joe Biden was telling everybody to get. No, she had a assault rifle, as they like to say. Right? It was an AK-47. But it was one of the ones that the people at Sandy Hook are suing to get off the market, and they are. And she was able, as a pregnant woman, even though her husband, young, physically fit, was overpowered, and the other guy had the drop on him with his gun, she grabbed the AR-15 and killed that guy, or shot him. I don't remember if he died or not. And then within a day, you had another case of armed home invasion. That's really what happened with this. The guy was living out of his van. It was an armed invasion of his home. But there was another example of an elderly couple and armed invasion. He had the gun pulled on them, and they went down into the basement, and the older man of the house knew where there was a shotgun. And he got there first and used the shotgun on the guys that were there. So, you know, when you talk about people who certainly somebody can get the drop on you, but it is an equalizer, isn't it? In many cases, it's an equalizer for a pregnant woman who can defend her home. It's an equalizer for an elderly man who can defend his life and his wife's life and his home. That's why we have these things. And yet, all we need is the allegation that this is something that that you are a dangerous person and you should not have that gun. Or you could have the situation like they're working on in Virginia where they said, we're going to confiscate all the guns. They know people's addresses already. They might send a police officer by, or maybe they will send this thing, Boston Dynamics Spot the Robot Dog. Go ahead and show some of that B-roll of the dog-like robot from Boston Dynamics. You've got a lot of people are concerned about this. Reported by WBUR in Boston, the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts is concerned about that. Now, what they had was a three-month lease from Boston Dynamics to a local police station there. And they said, well, we've just been using it as a mobile remote observation device to provide troopers with images of suspicious devices or potentially hazardous locations, like where an armed suspect might be hiding. Or, you know, somebody that they've just red flagged and haven't given any due process. They said it is to provide situational awareness. And remember, it was just a few days ago. I was talking about the third group of companies that have joined Verizon's 5G project. One of those provided them full situational awareness, looked at all fixed cameras, all mobile phones in real time, and any other source of video, as well as a company that could spot weapons on you, as well as another one that could look through doors. Oh, you just combine all those technologies and that little robot there, all the problems are solved, aren't they?
The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition and can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the latest pet project, I should say, the robotic pet from Boston Dynamics. They call it Spot. They say it's a general purpose robot, but it's got an open API. That means that the customer, whether it's a police department or somebody else, can reprogram this. They say, don't worry, our lease agreements say that it cannot be weaponized or used in a way that would, quote, physically harm or intimidate people. For now. Just understand that that may be a, that may be more of a prohibition to the police than actually having a law to prohibit them. Remember when you had Harris Semiconductor's Stinger? Stingray, rather. Not Stinger, but Stingray, where they were following without a search warrant. They were eavesdropping on phones and spying on people, and they were eventually shut down with the courts for doing that. But then several different cases, they would go before a judge, and they would say, and the judge would say, well, where's your search warrant to begin this? Well, how did you obtain this information? I can't tell you, Judge. I've got an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. And he goes, you don't have it with me. You either tell me, how you got this information or I'm throwing this case out. And they said, well, throw the case out then. They have more deference to their agreements with corporations than they do respect for the law. And that's why I'm telling you, this is a technocracy that is being ushered in. And you should be very afraid of what this technology and how it's going to be used. As a matter of fact, we've already seen in Dallas in 2016, they sent in a bomb disposal robot, and it wasn't going in to defuse a bomb. It was going in with a bomb. They sent it in to kill a sniper who had shot at police officers and killed five. It's the first time a non-military robot had been used to intentionally kill a person. Okay, now in that particular situation, you got a sniper. He's already killed five people. I don't know if they were all police officers or if they were all police officers. Nevertheless, you can see how easy it is for the police or for anybody else, quite frankly, to use one of these robots to become a kamikaze. Right? I mean, you don't have to, what about an autonomous car? You know, they can hack autonomous cars. They do it every year and have been doing it every year since Michael Hastings was killed. They came out and said, look, we can hack cars. Of course, we didn't do it for Michael Hastings, of course, right? Oh, but now we've got new capability and we can hack cars. We can make them do whatever we want. Well, there's a lot of people who can do that, not just the government. And they can be used to go places that other people wouldn't. They can put bombs in them, use them. You don't have to have any kamikaze jihadis anymore, right? You got kamikaze robots. Nobody cares. The ACLU is urging state and local lawmakers to enact laws and regulations at the state level to govern how increasingly advanced robots can be used. Nothing like that currently exists. They say we have to ensure these systems can't be misused or abused in the hands of the government. Problem is, see, we've got 10 amendments to the Constitution that are all about abuse of power. And I think they're being ignored right now, right? So what good is that going to do? We said no terms of service agreement is sufficient. Well, like I said, I think they take that more seriously than they do the Constitution they swore to uphold. Because if they violate those terms of service, then that cuts off their true power, which is the access to this kind of technology that's going to be used to dominate you and I. Make no mistake about it. Once they declare that you are the subject of a red flag law, you are a dangerous individual, they will use any force they feel necessary, just like they did against the guy who was actually shooting people. That will happen. Mark my word. They said that we need to have the same legal bar for sending a robot into somebody's house. You know, of course, they would need to have a warrant if they were to send a robot into somebody's house. Oh, you think so? You think so? This is a guy who specializes in cyber law. Well, maybe he should go back and look at what's being done with civil asset forfeiture. What do they do with that? Well, they charge your property, your inanimate objects, with committing a crime. And then they feel that they are justified in taking them. That's the legal fiction under which they operate. And the key part of civil asset forfeiture is the civil part. They're saying, well, these are rules and regulations that were done by bureaucracy. They were not laws, because laws have to be passed by your elected representatives. These are regulations that are put in by bureaucrats that are never elected, that stay there forever. And you don't have any protection against the rules produced by those forever bureaucrats. You have due process and a presumption of innocence when it comes to laws that are passed by your elected representatives, say the federal government, but the federal government operates under the legal fiction that because these are bureaucratic rules, you have no due process, no presumption of innocence, no protection against excessive fines, and they can charge inanimate objects with having participated in a drug deal and confiscate those inanimate objects. So I don't know. I mean, if we're going to operate under the idea that your car can be a criminal or that stack of cash can be a criminal and it can be jailed by the police until they decide to release it in exchange for other cash, I guess we could say these robots could be personified as well, right? Have the same kind of anthropomorphism where they treat it as if it's a human. But look, they do that against our children. They take our children without warrants. They go into people's homes and take their children without warrants or take the kids from school, which is what they typically do. A lot of police are kind of pull back from going right into a home and taking a child out without a warrant, but they'll go into school and take the child out without a warrant. We've seen that happen over again. This guy who is a cyber law expert, he says, these protections still exist. They'd still have to get a warrant to send in a robot police dog. You think so? You think that's going to stop them? It's not something that can be circumnavigated by the utilization of robotics. No, quite frankly and sadly, experience has taught us otherwise. And you even have one of the police officers, law enforcement officers using this, saying robots in general fall into an area between machine and person. Even for robots like Spot that are remote controlled. So, we have to understand, they already treat actual living real dogs as if they are police officers. You do anything to a dog, it's like attacking a human police officer. And they're going, mark my word, this is another thing where you can mark my word. Using that phrase a lot today. I'm making some predictions here because I know how these people act. I mean, that's essentially, what Roger Stone was saying about Julian Assange. You can look at how these people are acting, you understand what people have done in the past, politicians, law enforcement people, whistleblowers. You know how you can make a pretty good guess about how people are going to act. And I can tell you that they're going to extend the same kinds of protections to these robots that they do if it was an actual police officer. You get violent with them, that's going to then excuse them to use lethal force against you for destroying your robot. Or if they, as I said, identify you as a red flag recipient, they will say that you are dangerous. And they can use whatever force they need to because they're not going to expose themselves to force. This is why we are seeing the new rules under which law enforcement operates. Shoot first, ask questions later. Shoot first curriculum. That's what the police officer in the New Mexico State Police Academy said. He said, this is new curriculum coming from Washington. I'm not going to teach that. And that's what they're doing. They're hiring a lot of people who can't physically subdue somebody, so they just pull out a gun and shoot you first. And they will pull out their robot and kill you even before they pull out a gun. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost. brain force. Plus, did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
AOC is now chafing at the term free stuff. Why is she saying that? I mean, the radical New Democrat Party is making everything that they do about free stuff. Oh, don't call it free stuff, she says. Call it public goods. Showing once and for all that these people are nothing but communists. It's public goods. It's not free stuff. It's mine. I have a right to that. Is what she's saying. I don't ever want to hear that term free stuff again, said the 29-year-old former bartender. A first-term lawmaker. Person who the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, has called the future of the party. No, she is the present of the DNC. They're not going to become communists. They are communist. She said, first off, this is not free stuff. Second of all, these are public goods. They're public goods. So I never want to hear the word or the term free stuff ever again. These are human rights, yelled one person. Yeah. No, you're going to hear it's free stuff because it is free stuff. And it reminds me of when Hillary Clinton was pushing her total takeover of healthcare. And now it's not just total takeover of healthcare. Of course, it's total takeover of everything. And doing it by subsidizing it or prohibiting it. You know, cars and guns, you're not going to be allowed to have that.
So they'll take over transportation. They'll take over your safety and defense. Don't you want that? You don't want to have the responsibility to defend yourself or even the ability to defend yourself and your family. No, no, no. The government will always be there for you. Always. And they'll be lying to you. Sheriff Clark said, look, I used to be for gun control. I did some time in Vermont. I realized that, you know, guns were not the problem. Is individuals, because everybody in rural Vermont where he was working were heavily armed. He said, call us. We will get there as soon as we can, and we will try to apprehend the people who are trying to harm you or are harming you. But he said, you're going to have to be your first line of defense. We can't be everywhere. And they can't. They never can, even though their eyes will be everywhere. Their eyes will be on you and everything that you do. They can't be everywhere to protect you. You don't want to live in a system like that. That's called a prison. But he said, I can't be there right away, so you need to get a gun, and you need to take classes to learn how to use it responsibly and safely to protect yourself and your family. Make sure you give us a call. We'll come and help you. But you are your first line of defense. He was absolutely right. But these people want the government to provide everything for you. They demand that the government provide everything for you. And as I was saying, when Hillary Clinton, when all they wanted to do was just to take over our health care. Remember the old days, 25 years ago? All we want is just to take over your health care. Now they want to take over everything in your life. I don't typically like to speak out, typically. You may be surprised to find that out. Anybody who knows me knows that I don't like public speaking. And I only say something when I get really angry about it. I mean, I was at the press conference when these Democrats from the Daily Beast and BuzzFeed and the mainstream checkmark, checkbook media were attacking Danny Williams in Las Vegas. And after a while, I just had enough and I had to say something. And I attacked the reporters. But, you know, and I did that. I was very concerned about what was being pushed by Hillary Clinton trying to take over and nationalize health care back in the early 90s. Went to a meeting, and I just had enough, and I stood up, and I started to talk about the fact, of course, that you've got charities to help people, and that's the way that we ought to be organized. Certainly, there are people who need help with their medical bills. Doctors recognize that. Hospitals recognize that. Christian charities recognize that. And I said, charities, and this predominantly Democrat crowd, because it was the area where I lived was gerrymandered for a Democrat, very safe district for him, and he was one who was holding this town hall on health care. And so everybody that was there, pretty much except for me, was all for Hillary's health care. And boy, I got roundly jeered there. That's okay, I can take it. Yeah, because they don't like to hear free stuff. They don't like the word charity. That's not charity. I have a right to this. I have a right to your stuff. You didn't build this. You don't own this. The government built it. The government owns it. It's public goods, says AOC. And these communists who call themselves Democrats now. That is something that is not new in the Democrat Party, quite frankly. You don't have to look too far or scratch them too deeply to see the communist red under their skin. And yes, I know they switched the color. And now even Republicans like to call themselves red. No, the reds are the communists, the socialists. They've always identified with that color. It's another part of the mind games and the mislabeling that they use to control you. She went on to say, AOC, I'm already hearing some of these neoliberal folks, when we talk public tuition for public college, or we talk about public housing. See, everything is public, public, public. They say, oh, I don't want to pay for a millionaire's kid to go to college. She said, that's just like their jujitsu on this. Yeah, right. Bernie Sanders, of course, wants college tuition for free. But, of course, you know, there is no free stuff. And I agree with them. There is no free lunch. There is no free stuff. You know, his free program is going to cost $75 billion in taxpayer money. You know, we're going to have to eventually pay for that. And so that's why he's talking about a 90% tax bracket. AOC's free health care would cost $32.6 trillion over 10 years. That means it's $3.25 trillion each year. Do you realize that's about, well, it's not about, it's almost exactly what the government took in last year, reports Gateway Pundit. And total taxes. That means that if you want to do quote unquote free health care, that means you've got to double the annual receipts. Oh, no, 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 no. They've got the MMT, the modern monetary theory. I think a better description of it is the magic money theory. They can just print this stuff, right? They can just print it for, wait for it, free, for free. If everything was free, then I would not be free. And you will not be free. That's it. We need to do, I need to do a poll, I guess, or a t-shirt or something. You know, you want to, and put two choices. Free stuff or freedom. Pick one. That's all you get. But these people demand this. I remember when President Trump, passed the tax cut. You heard Bernie Sanders angrily shouting, he's looting the treasury. They think that everything belongs to them. Your labor, your work is theirs. If they don't take it, they see it as an expenditure. They even talk about it. Republicans talk about that as well. A tax cut, that's an expenditure because they think, the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, think the same way Bernie Sanders does. They believe that all that money is already theirs. Because why? Because they know you're their slave. The only problem is you don't know you're their slave. Only slaves get everything provided for them for free. And if you don't own anything, and if they demand that this is all public goods, again, you know, you not only didn't build it, you didn't earn it, and you don't own it, according to the Democrats. They own you and everything that you work for, everything that you have. They will take it. And then they'll dole it out to you like you were a child on an allowance. That's what every one of these programs that they have breaks down to. All right. We got to take a break here. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of our Black Friday sale that is already in force at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off everything that we sell there, as well as free shipping store-wide and triple Patriot points. That's like getting a 15% discount on future purchases. We've never done a triple Patriot points before. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, there is no free stuff, and that includes the press. If you want to have free speech, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. If you want to have free press, it's going to cost you something. We try to make this a win-win situation. We've got the best nutraceuticals you're going to find anywhere. Very safe, very effective. Natural products from food and other nutritional things. I mean, for example, VasoBeet. It's a vasodilator, but it's made out of concentrated beet juice. And you can get that to support your health, and you can also get it at a great price, and you can also support free speech and a free press right here at InfoWars. They came after us first because we don't hold anything back. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist leftist anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused, mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We have on Craigslist, and you see this on the Drudge Report, in Miami, there's a Craigslist ad offering a newborn baby for sale. And I guess this is pretty stupid to think that you're going to be able to publicly advertise for something like that. Nevertheless, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't get a call first from Planned Parenthood. I mean, just think about that. You get a whole baby for just $500. You know, the head alone would fetch more than that. I mean, you know, do this enough, you can get a Lamborghini, right? Just think what you could get for a beating heart, you know, fresh out of this baby. I'm surprised that people from Planned Parenthood didn't take them up on this. But of course, the whistleblower who exposed them doing exactly that type of thing. I mean, how is that any different, right? People look at this and they're outraged by this. And people who saw what the Center for Medical Progress did, David Dalyden and others, who saw somebody offer, does this person really have a baby? I don't know if they really have a baby or not. Would that be fraudulent for them to entice Planned Parenthood to come buy that baby for $500 so they could chop it up and sell the parts? And yet that's exactly what Planned Parenthood did when somebody came to them and offered them babies. How much will you give me for a baby? And then you had a judge just recently hit them with $2.3 million fine, saying, well, that's fraudulent. You didn't supply any babies. So I guess maybe this person is either in trouble because either they tried to sell a baby, because that's still prohibited. You still can't sell living babies unless you're selling them to Planned Parenthood. But selling the baby, that would be a problem. And then I guess if you got the same judge from San Francisco, if you were to not actually have a baby, if you were just pulling somebody's leg and, you know, just trying to find out if there's somebody like Planned Parenthood or some kind of other satanic cult that wants live babies, if you're just doing that, trolling people, then you'd be in trouble by that judge, because he would say, well, that was fraudulent. You really didn't have a baby to sell. That's exactly what he did, David Dalyden and the Center for Medical Progress. And as we're talking about babies, it's now been 1 year since we had the individual come out saying, I have edited the genes of a baby. He mysteriously disappeared. A Stanford bioethicist, Dr. William Hurlbut, said he had been in contact with him up until the point where he disappeared. And this Stanford bioethicist is very worried about this. And there's two reasons you got to be worried about people doing genetic modification to babies. First of all, they don't know what they're doing. And, well, actually three reasons. Number one, they don't know fully what they're doing with the DNA. Secondly, as I pointed out many times, CRISPR-Cas9 is not a scalpel. It is a chainsaw, a dirty chainsaw. Not only does it cause damage in other parts of the DNA strain, but it can also inject alien DNA of viruses and so forth into the DNA strain. The third reason, and this is why it's so important about babies, is that DNA changes done to embryos will pass to future generations. So if you get it wrong, or if you do something bad, it isn't going to just disappear. I mean, they've had situations where they've gone in with adult animals, and they have modified them, doing things like making sure, you know, giving monkeys the ability to see color or something like that. That is a temporary thing because their body already has the DNA pattern. And eventually what happens is it replaces those cells and goes back to type. But if you do that to a baby, it is going to, that's going to set the pattern, not only for it, but for subsequent generations. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
As we're talking about genetic modification of humans, just understand, as this one bioethicist is saying, I think we're even farther from governing this now than we were a year ago. Wringing his hands. And again, that was why Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park. He was saying, whenever it was written, 20, 30 years ago, I don't remember when it was written, but the point he was making was, he said, look, you're going to have the ability to edit DNA, but you're not necessarily going to know what you're doing. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. But, you know, technology has always outpaced the law. You go back and look at the current wars, the fight to electrify our infrastructure, the fight between Edison and Westinghouse as to whether it was going to be DC or AC or whatever. In reality, they didn't really touch on it on that movie, but the war of the currents, as it developed, it was outpacing anybody's understanding of how it needed to be regulated or what kind of safety rules they needed to have for something that basic. So you had some high-profile electrocutions that happened in public, they eventually had to come in with some rules on that. But we're talking about something that is has the potential to do much, much more harm than that, because you could harm all future generations in this, not just one individual. And the bigger problem is not that technology is outrunning the law. That has always been the case. The problem is that our law is now without a moral foundation. So we've lost our moral foundation. And so, yeah, we're not close to governing this. And we got people who are now looking at things on a pragmatic basis rather than on a moral basis. They're looking for profits as well, and looking the other way. Robut said that he had been in touch with the scientist earlier this year, but he declined to say when. But now He's wondering what has happened to the twins. He said he went in and altered their DNA so that they would not get AIDS. Who knows? Does he know that he did the right thing to them? Does he know that it was 100% effective? And, you know, he's hoping that he did the right thing, that it was effective, and that they will be able to pass this to future generations. But it's a very dangerous thing to modify the DNA of an embryo, because you've modified it permanently and future generations, as I point out. So he'd been in touch with a guy. The guy's name is He. He, not him. who? No. Who was on first? Who was president before she? And she is a man. Yeah, it gets kind of confusing sometimes when you start talking about all these pronouns, doesn't it? So let's talk about pronouns. Let's talk about transgenders. The left reports Babylon Bee is vowing to topple the patriarchy by allowing biological males to dominate women's sports. How is that? And they have a fake quote, a satire site, of course. Once every single female sport in America is utterly dominated by biological males who identify as women, the criminal hierarchy of men utterly dominating all aspects of life will be broken once and for all. Well, you know, I think, as New American points out, the best way to get a bad law repealed is to enforce it strictly. I think the first person to say that was Ulysses S. Grant. And he enforced a lot of bad laws very strictly. But what we may find is this coming next year with the Tokyo Summer Olympics, as one individual with American Thinker said, Ned Barnett, said this next Summer Olympics may spell the swift death of the transgender movement as a dominant politically correct touchstone, because biological men self-identifying as women are poised to make a clean sweep of the Women's Olympics. And he thinks this is going to trigger a very public backlash. In the New American, they put out a term that I haven't seen before. They call it the MUSS agenda, M-U-S-S, made up sexual status. That's a pretty good one. I like my Bob analogy. You know, instead of calling them transgender, just say, or the LGBT, just say, no, it's actually B-O-B, Bob, biological, objective, and binary. But anyway, they say it's not just the testosterone when you look at what's going on between the men and women competing in these different sports. And the transgenders who say, well, I want to win some medals, so I'm going to call myself a woman. Had a guy in the UK actually do that deliberately. He did it to troll the movement. And he swept all the awards in weightlifting, of course. Said, I'm a woman now. Let me compete. And he showed the absurdity of the politically correct movement. And they did allow him to compete, and he did take every medal. Not every male advantage dissipates, however, when testosterone drops. According to a physiologist at the University of Otago in New Zealand, some advantages, such as bigger bone structure, greater lung capacity, larger heart size, remain. And that even that understates the case, writes the New American. Note that boys' running records surpass those for girls even prior to puberty, when both sexes have the same hormone profile. So it's not just the hormones. It's not just the hormones. It is more than that. And just remember, you know, the loud-mouthed U.S. women's national team, the people that were trolling President Trump, remember they were beaten by an under-15 squad of boys in soccer? That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's really what's happening. Nevertheless, on GoFundMe, Breitbart reports over 26,000 women and girls are seeking funds to have their breasts removed because they want to become transgender. They call it top surgery, top surgery. I just reported last week about one individual who, when he was in his teens, he started having people push him towards the idea that he was gender dysphoric. And then by the time he was 17, 18, he was ready to do what they call bottom surgery. And he said it was horrible. It was a mutilation. He had to go back to fix complications. But even then, he said, it's turned me into a Frankenstein freak. And he sounded suicidal. And frankly, a lot of these people do commit suicide. There was the Canadian psychologist who got banned on Twitter because he said that they should not be allowed, nobody should be allowed to have transgender surgery until they're at least 21 years old and have lived that way for at least 2 years. And yet, you've got children who are 13 years old that are getting double mastectomies, and there is a burgeoning industry behind this. And I'm not just talking about the politicians. I'm not just talking about the Clintons and the Democrats. I'm talking about the people who actually do the surgery. They get about $10,000. That's why these people are asking for money on GoFundMe. 26,000 females are asking for money for top surgery. And even the people who perform the surgery say, while top surgery can help you gain a more traditionally masculine appearance, your chest may not look perfect following surgery. Swelling and bruisings are to be expected after a mastectomy, so final results may not be evident right away. Ultimately, your results will depend on the specific mastectomy technique used, along with your individual anatomy and body characteristics. In other words, we're talking about a cosmetic mastectomy here. Cosmetic mastectomy. And you better listen to what these people who have done it are telling you. It's not going to be cosmetic. I mean, there are reasons that women will get a mastectomy if they have breast cancer. But that is not an aesthetic choice. One woman who is running this for profit, and we'll play the video clip for, we're out of time right now. I want to play that when we come back. A short clip from Dr. Jonah Olson Kennedy selling it to people. You know, just here's how much it's going to cost. Here's why you want to do this. I say one person who is an expert in clinical epidemiology and is also a detransitioned man who masqueraded as a woman, he said, for 13 years, wrote that this is now a new industry. He said, this is marketing and recruitment for being trans. Patients of any age need only say they think that they're really the opposite sex, or they wish they were. And these clinicians get busy selling you a package. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride free. The adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost, Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking about the 26,000 GoFundMe, individual GoFundMes out there, of people asking for money so they can have cosmetic mastectomies. They don't realize that this is not cosmetic, and they don't realize how it can create complications. But the people who are selling this do realize how much money they can make. And one of these individuals, Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy of the Children's Hospital of L.A., in a paper in May of 2018, she recommended gender-confused girls as young as 13 get double mastectomies. Think about that. Think about that. As young as 13. Again, clinical psychologist who's worked with people who have gender issues for decades said nobody should do this until they're 21, until they have lived that way for at least 2 years. But they're pushing this on children. This is a pedophile agenda, folks. These are kids who have been psychologically gaslighted. These are kids who have are being physically abused, even with this surgery. But there's a lot of money in it. Let's play what this doctor, quote-unquote, has to say about why teen girls getting double mastectomies is no big deal. Because she does it. Let's play video clip number 9.
Well, I'm just going to say this, that actually people get married when they're under 20. Actually, people choose colleges to go to. Actually, people make life-altering decisions in adolescence. All the time. All the time. And honestly, most of them are good. It's just the bad ones that we talk about. Oh my God, the cinnamon challenge, right? I mean, why do we know about it? Because it's a thing, and it's not common. Like, most teenagers aren't eating cinnamon, right? But some are, and they're on YouTube, and that's stupid. But we don't put on YouTube the things that are really good decisions, right? Oh my gosh, my kid took the SATs. Not a very exciting after-school special. Right? But so what we do know is that adolescents actually have the capacity to make a reasoned, logical decision. And here's the other thing about chest surgery. If you want breasts at a later point in your life, you can go and get them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we can pump you up with silicone. No problem with that, right? Gee. But you heard what she had to say at the beginning. People get married at, 13 years old or whatever, right? It tells you where these people are going. Where else have we heard this? We heard it from Jeffrey Epstein. We heard it from Alan Dershowitz. This whole idea of age of consent. Yeah, they can consent. You know, the whole idea behind age of consent is that even if you seduce a 13-year-old, they're not mature enough to be able to understand that they're being seduced, that they're being gaslighted. And that's why these people are preying on them. That's why she was so animated, this so-called doctor. So animated about this. Yeah, sure, of course they can do that. She's very angry that some people would suggest that she couldn't make $10,000 off of psychologically gaslighting a young girl to have a double mastectomy. Look, we don't let young people drive. We don't let them drink alcohol. We don't let them smoke. We don't let them have sex with people like Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz and this doctor. You better understand what this is really about. You're also being gaslighted, not just your kids. Oh, they can't have guns. Oh, they can't do all these different things. But they can have an abortion and they don't have to tell their parents. They can mutilate themselves chemically or surgically and do it permanently, and they don't have to tell their parents. As a matter of fact, in many cases, we report on this, the parents find out about it before it happens, and the school wants this to happen, and they take away the parental rights. And then, when they have surgery like this, we just had a case of a young trans woman taking to the internet, very upset about the fact that she couldn't get gay guys attracted to her despite her male appearance. You know, they're transphobic. They said the same thing about them. They did a study. They asked a lot of people who were heterosexuals, you know, how they felt about trans people. Shame on them. They were transphobic because they weren't attracted to transgender individuals. And then, of course, we've got Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, virtue signaling. Hillary Clinton put this out a couple of days ago, and I responded to it. The lives, said Hillary Clinton, of at least 22 transgender or gender nonconforming people have been lost to violence this year. Many of them were women of color. See? Like I said, you know, climate change, the world is ending. Women and minorities are hardest hit. And that's what Wired Magazine said. I mean, that's what National Lampoon said 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But now Wired Magazine is saying it, and they're not doing it as satire. So Hillary Clinton, oh, yeah, transgender, women of color. So I said, I have a question, Hillary. Would you call any of these transgenders trailer trash or bimbos like you did the women that Bill raped? You can virtue signal all you want, but your husband's sex crimes and violence are coming out of the closet. And then one person commented on that tweet and sent me a graphic. And it was Hillary Clinton has just sent you a suicide request. But when Andy Ngo, who is gay, goes on Twitter and talks about Chelsea Clinton's tweet about the same subject, the trans murder rate. He came out, Clinton virtue signaled about that as well, saying 150 trans people have been murdered in the U.S. since 2013, the majority of whom were black. Again, same thing that her mommy just did, right? And the two of them are going around really promoting this transgenderism. Remember, they had the question where they asked the two of them whether a person with a beard and a penis could be a woman. And, of course, Chelsea Clinton had absolutely no qualms about it. Oh, of course, of course. And Hillary was, oh, I ain't got to think about this. Hillary's probably been to some parties like that. She had to flash back and think about it a little bit. But anyway, so Twitter limited Ngo, who is gay. He responded to that by saying, this is one of the safest nations for trans people. The majority of the murders have been committed by black men. And Twitter limited his account for 12 hours. And when he got back on, he said, if you state a verifiable empirical claim, a fact, in other words, with Ngo value judgment attached, it's determined to be hateful conduct by Twitter and the platform most used by journalists to communicate and to counter fake news, also actively punishes individuals for communicating truths when they're deemed politically incorrect. Now, think about the fact that they banned him for saying that. And yet, big league politics discovered that Twitter has quietly enacted a rule change going back to March. This is what the rule says. Discussions related to child sexual exploitation as a phenomenon or the attraction towards minors are permitted. Twitter is allowing pedophiles to discuss their attraction to minors. But if you interject facts in there, when they're trying to push a racist LGB tyranny agenda, you are banned from Twitter. That's right. Twitter is going to allow pedophiles to discuss the fact that they're attracted to minors. But don't you dare talk about protecting innocent life. Don't you dare talk about vaccines or abortion or any of those subjects.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition. It can only be...
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Joining us now is Donald Zimmerman. Now, Donald Zimmerman is a former Austin City Council member who's now going to be running for a seat in the state legislature. But even though this is local politics, we've got some national issues in play here. For example, is Texas turning Democrat? That is something that has national consequences. big national consequences. But also, how do you organize within an established party? This is something that he's had a lot of experience with. Here locally, he's been as the Austin Statesman, local paper, points out he became a hero to conservatives because he was the sole voice arguing against increased spending and additional taxes. If you want to find his website, I think it's a new website, it's at texansforzimmerman.com. Thank you for joining us, Donald Zimmerman.
Hey, good morning, David. First, let me say my enemies called me the Donald Trump of Austin. But actually, I've been known as Don Zimmerman for many decades. So maybe calling me Donald Zimmerman is like trying to meet me without my hat on. It's kind of incognito. But yeah, I appreciate that. Don Zimmerman is the way I'm. I'll be known on the ballot as Don Zimmerman as well.
Okay.
Good morning.
So you are the Don. You are the Don of conservatives here.
There you go. There you go.
And so the question is because I noticed that, you know, I mean, we all know that we got a lot of people from California moving into Austin very rapidly. Austin is already where California is in many different respects in terms of what they're doing with the homeless population and spending and all the, I mean, it's a very Democrat area. I live outside of Austin because of that. Is Austin indicative of what is happening in general in Texas? I mean, certainly you were there and, you're running for a seat that used to be held by a Republican and he just lost in 2018 to a Democrat. Are we seeing Texas turn Democrat? I hate to use the colors blue and red because I think red should be the color of communists, socialists, and Democrats. But are we seeing it turn Democrat?
All fair points, and that's a good question. But the numbers I've seen from research that's been done by the Texas Republican Party shows really there's just more Democrats voting in Texas. More Democrats are being registered to vote. So it's just an increase in the number of voters. Also, what's interesting is the people coming into Texas, according to the Texas GOP, they're saying that there's really not an increase of Democrat voters from the people moving to Texas. They're saying that there are at least as many new Republican voters as there are Democrat voters when it comes to people moving to Texas. So they account for the big increase in Democrat vote as people who have already lived here, who are registering to vote and voting Democrat for the first time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
Interesting. But of course, there is some, you know, debate on that, right? That's not an exact science. You know, David, I noticed from your background, you're an engineer like me. So we try to be precise, right, in how we do measurements. And it's politics, of course, is more art than science. It really is. And to your question about Austin, I would have to say that Austin, I think, is typical of the large metro areas around the city. Going back to your point about the red and blue, and I agree because the reds have always been the communists. But if you looked at that map of the Trump election in 2016 and you saw this ocean of Republican counties, you know, 3,000 Republican counties voting Republican, and then you saw these pockets of Democrat vote in the metro areas. So what we're really seeing is the metro areas, the large cities that are run by socialists and Marxists and humanists, and they're overwhelmingly Democrat in their vote, and the rest of the country is Republican, which is to say, you know, they vote with the Constitution and the rule of law. So I look at the city of Austin really as a kind of a socialist enclave within the Republic of Texas. So I really
enjoy
that.
But of course, you know, we've seen that type of thing in Virginia, for example. You know, there's always been the people that are in the suburbs there of Washington and then another big city area that's over in Virginia Beach. And then the rest of the state would be conservative, and yet they get enough of a concentration in those areas. And I think also part of that phenomenon is I think there's more corruption in the cities. And so they can rig the elections by holding those cities. And that's why the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College, because with just by holding just a few large cities like New York and L.A. and Chicago, they could basically swamp the election. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in terms of how people can organize within an established party, because you've had a lot of experience doing this in the Republican Party, and I think the real solutions to our problems are going to be coming from people who get active and politics and do it locally. I think that's something that the Democrats understand that Republicans are very slow to understand, and that is how to organize locally and get things done locally. And I think we need to have some bottom-up solutions and taking back our liberties from the and the Constitution from the bottom up. How do we do that in the party?
I agree, of course, and I make the argument that we either save the republic through ballots, or we're going to be back to an 1860s-style civil war with bullets. So I say, you know, get the ballots in your favor, or we're going to have to resort to bullets. So I think all of the activism, I have a lot of friends in the Libertarian Party, and my main objection there is they just haven't been able to get critical mass and get people elected. So
yeah.
I've been in the Republican Party since Ronald Reagan in 1980. When I started here in Travis County in 2002 as a precinct chair, I was quickly labeled as a libertarian, like that's a dirty word, because I was personal friends with Dr. Ron Paul. And I coined this term, the Ron Paul Republicans. And what I meant by that is that Ron Paul was the best Republican when it came to defending the Republican platform and voting with the Constitution, which in my view is what a Republican was. A Republican mm-hmm. is defined not by your position of power, but by your adherence to the Constitution and to the Republican platform. So,
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Richard Reeves is one of the people that I recruited back in 2007 in that original Ron Paul revolution. And he's still with us in the Travis County GOP as a precinct chair. So he's an mm-hmm. example of what you can do if you get in and stay involved and increase your networking opportunities and your sphere of influence.
And Richard Reeves is somebody that a lot of the viewers will know. He's done a lot of reports for us here at InfoWars. He covered the 2016 election quite a bit on the road. Richard really emphasizes working within the party structure. And again, talking about libertarians or third parties, it's very, very difficult because of the existing laws for any third parties to be able to get traction, even to get on the ballot. And so the other approach is to go into the Republican Party and to organize it with people who want to defend liberty, who want to defend the Constitution. Talk about the best ways for people to do that a little bit in the time we've got left.
Well, I would say one of the most thrilling things I've seen for activists, political activists that want to get involved and make a statement, is to get your name on the ballot as a precinct chair candidate, say, for the Republican Party. So what's interesting about that is the filing period ends on December 9th, and for everybody who files to run for Republican precinct chair, for instance, is going to have their name on the bottom of the ballot, the same ballot that has Trump at the very top of the ballot. So if you want to be on the ballot with Trump, get yourself filed as a Republican precinct chair. And again, what the precinct chair position does for you, it's a good networking opportunity. It adds kind of a label and a title whenever you write a letter to the editor, or if you're, you know, you become a local voice of the Republican Party to defend the Constitution and our Texas GOP platform, which I think most libertarians and decent people and Republicans largely agree with. So
yeah.
That's what I would encourage people to do, because we really have to get more involvement and more control over the electoral politics and get better.
And that's
people
the key thing.
Office.
You've got to, in order to win, you got to first show up, don't you, Don? And you got to get there. You got to show up. You got to get involved. And that's the biggest part of the problem, is we get too focused at the top of the ticket.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower, or exposing a pedophile, or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalist. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Major report out of Major University. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, that's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, isn't it? So there's a timely article here. Just asks a single question. Just a headline with a tagline answer. How to talk at Thanksgiving about Epstein not killing himself. And then the rest of the article is, you just do it. That's the article. And yeah, there are certain things you could say. You know, for instance, you could point out that as Attorney General Barr said last Thursday, I can understand people who immediately whose minds went to sort of the worst case scenario because it was a perfect storm of screw-ups, right? Caitlin Johnstone came out and said, oh, you want to say it's a perfect storm of screw-ups? Well, let's talk about all the screw-ups that are part of that perfect storm. Let's just list them. And these are not all of them, just some of them. Epstein being taken off suicide watch not long after previous suicide attempt and shortly before his successful suicide. Suggestions that the first attempt may have actually been an assault via attempted strangulation inflicted by someone else. Two security guards simultaneously falling asleep on the job when they were supposed to be checking on Epstein. One of those guards not even being an actual security guard. Then security footage of two cameras outside his cell being unusable due to a mysterious technical glitch. Then there was the eight Bureau of Prison officials who knew that Epstein wasn't meant to be left alone in his cell, leaving him alone in his cell anyway. Epstein's cellmate being transferred out of their shared space the day before Epstein's death. Epstein signing a will just 2 days before his death. Unexplained injuries on his wrists and shoulder reported by his family after the autopsy and a forensic expert, very, very experienced forensic expert hired by the family who examined his body, claiming that the injuries were more consistent with homicide than suicide, talking about the broken bone, which bones are broken in his neck, saying that his decades of looking at this, he's never seen that happen with strangulation. I would add to this, the fact that he allegedly strangled himself by tying a sheet to the bedpost, since there wasn't anything above to be able to hang yourself from, tying a sheet to a bedpost and then getting on his knees and leaning forward until he strangled himself. And then, that is supposedly has enough force that it would break bones in your neck that typically aren't broken unless somebody has the leverage of doing that with their hands. I mean, you would have even less leverage with that. Anyway, we take a look at all this stuff and just, you know, go through these 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. It's probably about 15 different things I just listed there. And you could assign a probability to each one of those. You know, well, you know, when is a chance that, you know, somebody could break those bones by hanging themselves? Well, that's a pretty low chance since this guy said, well, for decades, everybody said that from the beginning. For decades, he's looked at this and never seen a case like that. Most people say it doesn't typically happen. So let's just say maybe there's a 2% chance that that could happen or something. I don't know. Pick a number. It's going to be less than 10, right? So let's say just a 2% chance. What is the chance then that somebody who commits suicide would have other injuries about their body? What is the chance that you would have not one, but two cameras fail simultaneously? Now, that's a very low percentage. You know, what's the mean time between failure of a camera? You get hard disk drives all the time, right? They got a mean time between failure of many years. And then you put them in a redundant array of independent disks, they call it, right? A RAID system. And you take two drives that have got a mean time between failure of, let's say, 5 years. You put them into a RAID configuration, not where they're interleaved for speed, but where they're redundant and backed up, you know, operating in parallel with each other. And then you're talking about, you know, decades before you would lose all the data, because the chances are that both of those drives are not going to die at the same time. That's the whole idea behind a RAID array, a mirrored configuration. You know, so you look at all this and you say, well, the chances, let's say, you know, like, 0.001% of that, then you multiply all these different things together and guess what you get? Zero. And that's what you tell your family when you talk about at Thanksgiving. You say, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself. Just explain to them how mathematically it's not possible. Each one of those things are a low probability. When you multiply all those low probabilities together, you get zero. It's kind of like, you know, the argument against evolution, for example. But let's move on to other aspects of Thanksgiving. We had the president giving a speech yesterday in Florida. In Sunrise, Florida, he held a rally there, and he mentioned what he called, I think, the war on Thanksgiving. Yeah, there is a war on Thanksgiving. President Trump said, and I'm not really sure what he was talking about, because this is one aspect I haven't seen, that they want to change the name of Thanksgiving. But let's let the president have his remarks here. Video clip number 8, where he says the radical left, and he's right about that, are absolutely furious about Thanksgiving.
As we gather together for Thanksgiving, you know, some people want to change the name Thanksgiving. They don't want to use the term Thanksgiving. And that was true also with Christmas, but now everybody's using Christmas again. Remember I said that? But now we're going to have to do a little work on Thanksgiving. People have different ideas why it shouldn't be called Thanksgiving. But everybody in this room I know loves the name Thanksgiving, and we're not changing it.
Okay, well, he's right about Christmas. They did have a problem with the name Christmas, and it was because Christ was in that. They always have a problem with the name Christ. You know, the communists in China have a problem with Christ as well. They are demanding, and they're demanding that all overt religious symbols about Christianity be taken down, of course. And one particular church, they had a statue of Jesus at the top of the church. And they demanded that that be taken down and replaced with a lightning rod. You know, because Jesus has always been a lightning rod of controversy, hasn't he? And that really was the case when we talked about the term Christmas. They had a problem with the name. They didn't have a problem with Santa Claus and gifts and the shopping season and all that sort of thing. But I think they have a problem with everything about Thanksgiving except for the name. Quite frankly, I disagree with President Trump on that, but they do have a big problem with it. Babylon Bee puts it this way. Nation's progressives give thanks that they have so much to be angry about this year. Thank you, unspecified deity who may or may not exist, for giving us so much stuff to be outraged about, said Stacy Walter, 42 of Portland, Oregon, as she prepared her vegan kale-wrapped turkey. I am truly humbled that you've blessed me with the Trump presidency, the patriarchy, the laws of economics, and biological facts to rage against. That's pretty much true. that's much closer to what the real issue is. Yeah, they don't know who to thank. And they're not very giving, are they? But they certainly are angry, as they point out in this satire, and more truth than satire to it. Many progressives partake in an annual tradition of writing down all the things that they're thankful to be mad about. For example, white people, pronouns, personal responsibility, satire that does not affirm their viewpoint, billionaires, old tweets, 32-ounce sodas, plastic straws, people who hold a steady job, appropriating other cultures, excluding other cultures. You got to have both of those there, right? You can't win with the angry leftists, right? You either appropriate other cultures or you exclude other cultures. Either way, you're evil, especially if you're white. They're angry about Bush, about Obama, about Trump, about babies, about Kanye West, about America in general. That's right. They're angry. They're angry. We're going to talk about why they're angry. We're going to talk about some lessons that we really should remember and learn about Thanksgiving when we come back. Before we go to break, however, I just want to remind you that we have already begun our Black Friday sale. And we have 50% off, free shipping, and we have triple Patriot points. If you've never done that before, that's equivalent to 15% discount on future purchases. But right now you can get 50% off and then 15% off future purchases. And of course, free shipping store wide. You'll find many different items, things like DNA Force Plus. You know, we're just talking about DNA. Well, instead of altering your DNA, you know, time is going to alter your DNA, unfortunately, as all of us are finding out. But if you want to try to prevent it from disappearing and unraveling, DNA Force and PQQ, which are very expensive ingredient, 50% off is a massive savings. And you can find clinical studies, 170 clinical studies, talking about how effective PQQ is at protecting your DNA Force, your DNA health. DNA Force, 50% off along with many other products. Infowarsstore.com, free shipping, triple Patriot points.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at Infowarsstore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple. That's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off
free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points, only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition and can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful, globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
On this day before Thanksgiving, and we're talking about the angry leftists and their long list, as I just reported from Babylon Bee. I mean, that's not a satire, really. They're angry at everything American. They're angry at everything white. They're angry at our history, our culture. They want to change everything. They're angry if we don't include other cultures. But if we do, they accuse us of misappropriating them over and over again. And now, as I pointed out yesterday when I was hosting the Alex Jones show, you have civics teachers that are saying we've got to change what we're telling people about Thanksgiving. You know, we're not going to let them play roles of pilgrims and Indians. We don't want to see the two cultures getting along. No, no, no. How do we teach this in a divided nation? And what they're really doing is they're looking at history and how they can teach it in order to divide the nation. That's really what the national educationists are doing. And this is a national association. This type of narrative is being forced out from the central government. And you know, when I go back and I look at history and I look at the conflicts between European Americans and the Indians that were here, you can call them Native Americans. But again, I agree with Russell Means, who was part of the American Indian movement. He said, let's not call ourselves Native Americans because people have been here for 400 years, whose ancestors have been here for 400 years. They see themselves as Native Americans. I see myself as a Native American. I mentioned before that my wife's from New York, and so most people from New York are from somewhere else. A lot of recent immigrants in New York, and her grandparents immigrated. Her mother was the only one in the family that was born in the United States. Same thing with her father's side. And so when we met, she said, what nationality are you? I said, well, I'm American. No, no, no. I mean, which people, I don't know where they came from. Our family's been here for so long. I don't know where they came from. Don't care. I'm an American. I don't identify. I don't have any hyphens with anything else. I am a Native American. And I'm not ashamed of that. And you shouldn't be either. And she understood. She said, yeah, that's cool. never met anybody like that before. I left New York. But now we've got students. And again, it's about people assimilating. I mean, to me, I looked at Thanksgiving and I thought, that's great. You know, people coming together. And there were a lot of Indians who became friends and worked with the pilgrims and became Christians and so forth. That was a big part of the reason, you know, the pilgrims were escaping religious persecution. They wanted to be free to worship and to follow God as they saw fit. They had fled from England because of religious persecution. They went to Holland. They didn't like the culture. Even though they had total freedom, nobody was bothering them. The culture in Holland at the time was kind of like what you see here in America. And they said, our kids are being secularized. They're picking up, habits that are, you know, they weren't doing anything nearly as crazy as what we're doing in America today. I mean, there wasn't anybody telling them that they're a different gender. There wasn't anybody sexualizing them like the media and politicians do here in America, but they were still concerned about the influence of the culture on their kids. So they decided they would go somewhere new. We don't have anywhere that we can go today. And you better not let them take our homeland away from us. And these people are adamant that they're going to do that. I've got a clip that we're going to play when we come back, because we don't have time to do it before we go to the break, about students saying that it is not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. You've got CNN coming out and attacking the pilgrims. Of course CNN is doing it. Rutgers is saying Fox News and the GOP are existential threats to the country. Now, I'll tell you what the real existential threats to the country are when we come back. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Yes, we are confronted. President Trump is right. We've got liberals who are very, very angry about Thanksgiving. I think the only thing that they don't want to change, however, is the name. Now, there's nothing... There is an implied... You know, if you talk about Thanksgiving, you know, what are you thankful for? And who do you thank if you're an atheist? So there's an implied thing there that they don't like. Maybe they could just call it Black Thursday or something, like Black Friday. And just make it totally commercial. Because that's what they wanted to do about Christmas. That's why they wanted, happy holidays, whatever. And President Trump was very adamant, along with many other people, about saying, no, we're going to say Merry Christmas. You're not going to silence us. And that's an important thing. You cannot allow them to dictate the terms. That really is their superpower. That is something that the radical left has been able to do. They seize the rhetorical high ground by choosing the terms. The very fact that they call themselves liberals or progressives. Yeah, we all like progress. We all like liberty. Right? Except these people are not about progress. They want to take us back into the Stone Ages with their program of forced austerity. They're not progressive at all. And they're not about liberty of any sort. They are Marxists. They are socialists. As I pointed out earlier in the program, you got AOC saying, shut up about free stuff. I'm tired of hearing free stuff. It's not free stuff. It's public goods. We own everything, including you. It is a pure communist mindset. A pure communist mindset. We've got students, as reported by the College Fix. They asked them, is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, a lot of these students don't think so. As a matter of fact, one of them said, it's kind of just based off of genocide of indigenous people. Did the pilgrims come in and just start shooting people everywhere? Oh, no, they spread disease, we're told. Well, if they caught diseases that were indigenous to Europe, maybe that was cultural misappropriation from the native Indians. No, they didn't do that on purpose. They want to get you upset about that, something that happened 400 years ago, which wasn't deliberate. And yet they want you to look the other way and not see the fact that we've got DARPA, that we've got the CDC out there creating what they call select agents. They're actually creating bioweapons. Oh, but the government doesn't want you to pay attention to that. You should be upset about the fact that Europeans brought with them some diseases that people who were living in America at the time had never been exposed to, and it caused a massive loss of life. Don't pay any attention to what's going on in their biosafety labs, where they've had literally hundreds of these incidents where it's gotten out into the wild. Don't pay any attention to the fact they have these biosafety labs located near high population sources. Don't ever look at Plum Island or Lyme disease or the Tulane Primate Center, where they brought in Burkholderia pseudomallei, a very, very rare disease, only found in two places, Madagascar and one other place I can't remember. And they weaponized it. They call them select agents because they try to make them more deadly, and then they try to make them more easily spread. That is what our government is doing now. But now they want to tell you, oh, the pilgrims, oh, they were all about genocide. No, our government is about massive biological weapons. Don't pay any attention to that. Fight with each other. That's why our government is doing this to us. That's why they're pushing this kind of garbage to kids in college, and not just college, all the way down, as I pointed out yesterday, in civics classes. Oh, you know, we used to like make little stereotypical Indians. And they don't point out that they were stereotypical representations of pilgrims as well. And they were, when I grew up, we were seeing that the two cultures came together. Yes, there was fighting that happened 55 years later, you know, 1620. They land, and the two coexisted very well until you had political leaders on both sides start to break treaties. Political leaders on both sides, both the Indians and the pilgrims, deciding that they were going to steal land from each other, or they were going to break the agreements that they had. You know, again, going back to Russell Means, the book he wrote, Where White Men Fear to Tread, he said, the American government has broken every treaty with us. And he said, and they have broken, white men, the treaty they made with you, the Constitution. Oh, that's true. Our common enemy, the distant government that lies to us, that deceives us, that violates the law with impunity. And yet, the story of Thanksgiving was about people at the local level, seeing each other as human beings. You know, when you're a distant government, when you're looking at these things from far off, what do you see? You see different nations, tongues, and tribes. You see different skin colors. But when you're up close, you see people for who they are. You see their humanity. And as Christians, we see each other as all descended from the same people, of one blood, all humanity. We don't see different races. We see one race, the human race. It's the government that is pushing this division. It's the government that broke the treaties. It's the government that is creating biological weapons. Don't talk to me about genocide from disease. But let's play that clip. She goes on to say, I don't really think that we actually give thanks on Thanksgiving. We just eat a bunch of food, and it's a bunch of capitalist BS. Let's just call that Bolshevikism, right? That needs to be the new term that we substitute for BS. It's pure Bolshevik that they're teaching these kids in college. Video clip number 7.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, Thanksgiving has been misconstrued a lot, especially in textbooks, and it's kind of just based off of the genocide of indigenous people. I don't really think that we actually give thanks on Thanksgiving. We just eat a bunch of food, and it's just a bunch of capitalist bullshit.
We're here today at McAllister College, a small Christian private school in Minnesota, asking students if it's okay to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Harvard, Yale used to be Christian, too.
Leaning towards no, I feel like with, you know, the historical context and, you know, kind of the really awful.
You don't have any context,
you know, indigenous people, like the holiday is really, like, praised by, I think, people more on, like, the conservative side of things to, like, uphold that sort of tradition.
The original, like, the celebrating a feast really isn't because of the notions of what the actual holiday was.
Well, I mean, the entire thing is sort of based off of indigenous peoples and the murder of indigenous peoples in history.
Yeah, that's what Thanksgiving is about, the
Not
murder
really,
of indigenous
what
people.
What do Americans do except for celebrate unethical holidays?
What other holidays are unethical?
Columbus Day. I mean, Christmas break, it should be labeled as like winter break in general, but most schools are celebrating as Christmas break.
Sure. Do you celebrate these holidays?
More or less.
Is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving?
No. Yeah, it's probably not as bad as Christmas or Easter, but like, I don't know.
So you think Christmas and Easter are worse than Thanksgiving?
Yeah, definitely. They don't celebrate Christmas and Easter.
Sure.
That sucks. I'm pretty anti-religious, so I think that they're just like...
Why are you at a religious school then? There's a church right over there.
It's true. It's true. It's a good point.
Is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving?
That's a good question. I think it's okay as long as your values are in the right place. So the history of the holiday is obviously not the best. And it's very violent and oppressive, but if you are celebrating like
okay,
the
let's
value
hold it right
of
there. You know, so I really hate Easter and Christmas. Why hate well, I'm anti-Christian, right? That's why the pilgrims came here. There are a lot of anti-Christian people there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how their past is our future. This kid's going to McAllister College in Minnesota, a Christian school, and he hates Christ. You're paying for your kids to go to a school like that? You're letting your kids go to a school like that, even if they're paying their tuition or they're borrowing the tuition, going into debt, becoming indentured servants to the system? You're letting them do that? What are they learning? They're not learning anything at McAllister College in Minnesota.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, "We're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles." And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, 9 others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost. Rainforest Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we were just playing what College Fix did. They went on campus at a nominally Christian school, McAllister College in Minnesota. They said they could only find a handful of students who supported Thanksgiving. They found a lot of students, as you just heard, who hated Christ on this Christian school, who hated America, who hated our history. They said, well, you look at this in historical context. The guy didn't know any history. He didn't have any context to look at it. He had been propagandized by teachers who hated Christianity, who hated this country. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. R.L. Dabney, who wrote about education right after the Civil War, and he pointed out that early American colonies that pioneered state education, he was definitely against children being educated by the state. And he said the colonies that pioneered this were colonies that held firmly to a union of church and state. And he didn't support that. I don't support that either. I don't think we ought to have a union of church and state. I agree with the First Amendment. I think that's a very good idea. And yet the question is, whose values are going to be taught? You know, when he talks about Massachusetts and Connecticut, understand that even after the First Amendment, and again, this goes back to the structure of the Constitution and the rightful division of authority, the First Amendment does not stop states from having a union of church and state. It stops the federal government from having a union of church and state. So if you wanted to have a school that was teaching religious instruction or religious value, or you wanted to have prayer in the school or have coaches praying on the field, there's absolutely no violation of the First Amendment. Because see, the Constitution was signed in 1789. And well into the 1840s, Massachusetts still had an established state church. And that meant that you had to, at the very least, give money to that church, like you were paying taxes to that church. Up until the 1840s. Same thing with Connecticut. They held to a union of church and state. He's saying, we don't want to have that. Because we don't want to, if you live in a state where you don't share the religious beliefs of that state organ, you don't want to be forced to do that. That's what the pilgrims were fleeing. There was a Church of England. And, after the pilgrims came here in 1620, You had John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress. When did he do that? 1670s or something? I don't remember, Travis. Maybe you can look it up. Anyway, John Bunyan was put in jail. He wrote the book in jail. Why was he in jail? Well, because he was a pastor in a church that wasn't the official church. And so the people who established this country didn't want to see that happen again. And even after the Civil War, R.L. Dabney was saying, this is a very dangerous thing, because if we allow the state to educate, then they are going to be inculcating values that are alien to what we believe, in the same way that you're forced to attend a church that you don't believe. And maybe you're Jewish and you got to support a Christian church. Or maybe you're Catholic and you have to support a Protestant church, or vice versa, whatever. He said no society, no nation has ever believed that you could separate religious belief from education. No people of any age, he wrote, religion or civilization before ours, has ever thought that you could have something called secular education. He said, why? Because true education, in a sense, is a spiritual process, the nurturing of a soul. And he said, we're not having a situation where we're, he said, yeah, you can educate people about, you know, how to use tools or how to program a computer or whatever. Of course, he didn't say that, writing in the 1860s or 1870s. You can teach people that type of stuff. You can teach them technical things and tactics and so forth, but you can't raise people. The goal of education is to raise citizens. Well, that is a moral issue, isn't it? And we're seeing that in what these students are saying, telling College Fix, isn't it? Yeah, we're going to have a very different society. They're being taught along a very different line of morality. Just take a look at AOC. There's no such thing. I'm not talking about free stuff. I'm talking about public goods. All this stuff belongs to the public. Oh, that's a moral position, isn't it? It's not just an economic position. That is a moral position. Communism doesn't like Christianity because we have something called thou shalt not steal. They don't like Judeo-Christian teaching because we speak out against stealing. And that's what they're all based on. It's a kleptocracy. Dabney went on to say, of all rightful human action, the will is the executive and the conscience the directive. That is also based on his Christian understanding. See, so much of our society comes from a Christian view of the world. He said, we need the very best men to teach our children. The best are true Christians who carry the religion into everything. I look at this Christian college here, McAllister College in Minnesota. If you're a Christian parent, you send your kid to a school that's supposedly a Christian school, wouldn't you think that they're going to not hate Christianity like you heard these people? Oh, I hate Easter and Christmas. We got to get rid of those. Well, you're here at a Christian college and there's a church right over there. Yeah, I know. I know. To every Christian citizen, wrote Dabney, the most conclusive argument against a secularized education is contained in his own creed that touches human responsibility. Because education is not a task of the state. He doesn't see it as a task of the church either. He thinks that it is a task of the parents. The parents who are tasked by God. That's his Christian understanding. Parents tasked by God to raise their kids, to instill a moral value in them. Not to abandon them to the state. Not to send them off to a college and let them become indentured servants to the banks. An indentured servitude that they can never declare their freedom from by declaring bankruptcy, even if they are in fact bankrupt. Because they come out and are unable to find a job. Because they quite frankly haven't been taught anything of any value. They've been propagandized with hatred and anger against the society. That's all they're learning. And so, is the past of the pilgrims, is that our future? You know, we see what's happening in communist China. As I said, you know, taking down a statue of Jesus on top of a church building and replacing it with a lightning rod. And of course, it's also the edict of the current dictator there, Xi Jinping, that if these churches that the state licenses and graciously permits to operate as long as they will do certain things that the church says to do, the state says to do. For instance, if you put up a crucifix of Jesus, you got to put Mao on one side and Xi, the current dictator, on the other side. And as I've said before, that's very biblical. You have the two thieves on either side of Jesus. But think about what else is happening in our society. Now, this is coming out of the UK. Children as young as six to be taught rules about touching themselves as part of a compulsory sex ed program. You don't think morality belongs in school? Do you think that this kind of brave new school? I mean, this is really what this is. It's like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, isn't it? More on that when we come back.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition that can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation. The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist leftist anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Bye. free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, we need to understand history. We need that context. These students at that college, the college fix ones too, they don't have the history, they don't have the context, and you better understand that the Pilgrim's past is our future that's being laid right now. Foundations are already well underway for the kind of persecution that they suffered. And the story of the Pilgrims is a story of persecution. Take a look at what is happening to children. One of the reasons that they came to America was they escaped the religious persecution, the political persecution in England. They went to Holland. They were concerned about what the society was doing to their kids. Take a look at what's happening to our kids. It's not just drag queen story hour. It's not just the chemical castration of 7-8-year-old boys here by our judicial system. This is a curriculum in the UK reported by the Daily Mail. It's a program called All About Me. It's being rolled out across 241 primaries. I don't know if that's a primary school or if that's a regional thing. I guess that's schools. It's being done by the Warwickshire County Council in the UK. 241 schools. It could be adopted by other local authorities next year. So what is this? All About Me classes involve pupils aged between 6 and 10. Being told by teachers that there are, quote, rules about touching yourself. An explanation of, quote, rules about self-stimulation, unquote, appear in the scheme's 2-year lesson plan for 6- and 7-year-olds. This is what they're teaching your kids. This is, and I'm going to not get into more details of the curriculum here, because we're talking about public radio here. It's not appropriate for radio. It certainly isn't appropriate for 6-year-olds. What's the matter with parents that they would let these pedophiles running our schools, generating these curriculum, do this to their kids? You're turning your kids over to pedophiles. What's the matter with you? There is no hope for our countries, for Western civilization, if God does not turn the hearts of the fathers and even the mothers back to their children. You don't care they're doing this to your kids? I mean, this is Brave New World written large. I thought it was pretty disgusting to have to read that when I was in school. Like, this is a pretty sick vision of the future. Well, I didn't realize that it was a plan to be enacted in my lifetime. Here's another one. State forcing pro-life churches to hire abortion fanatics. Yeah, that's talked about that last week. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton are virtue signaling about transgenderism, because they want to underscore and promote this whole Equality Act, which will basically eradicate all religious freedom in the United States. And it's already been passed by the House Democrats. It will be passed into law if we have Democrats in the Senate and Democrats in the White House. And that may not happen this next time, but sooner or later it's going to happen. And sooner or later, we will be where the Pilgrims were. Because it is going to happen. They are going to run the Equality Act through eventually. When they get a majority, they will eventually get a majority. And that's where the Democrats are now. And I say that with certainty because they are in control of the education system. And the hand that rocks the cradle will rule the world. And you have put your children into a cradle of socialism and communism. So they think, just like AOC, well, there's no such thing as free stuff. It's all public goods. Everything belongs to the government. You belong to the government. Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're saying, you know, we're not going to force Planned Parenthood to hire pro-life people. But if you are a church or a volunteer organization, you're opposed to abortion, you still are going to have to hire people who are pro-abortion to work for you. And that's the kind of tyranny. That's their religion being imposed upon us. Same thing that happened to the Pilgrims. Rutgers professor says that Fox News and the GOP are existential threats. No, the government system of educating our children, and of course the colleges as well, are an existential threat. Let's talk a little bit about the Pilgrims. As an excellent summary from Reberg Pilgrimfathers.com says, taken at face value, the story of the Pilgrim Fathers has something of a mythic quality about it. It's one of my favorite things to talk to my kids about over the years. We would spend an entire week, a little bit at a time, going over the story because it is epic. It is epic. Mythic, sometimes I don't like to use the word mythic because people are like, well, it's not true. No, it is, you know, mythic. A mythic story is something that it has epic proportions to it. As C.S. Lewis said, story of Christ is the greatest myth. And he didn't mean that it was a fairy tale. He meant that it was epic. Yeah, pretty much every story of redemption is based on that story. Anyway, taken at face value, the story of the Pilgrim Fathers has a epic quality about it. Let's just say that. The Pilgrims were a harassed people, fleeing their homes under cover of darkness, betrayed by a ship's captain, arrested, left to languish in prison, separated from their families. Yeah, you know, these Democrats who are concerned about child separation at the border, that happened to the Pilgrims. The difference is the Pilgrims were trying to escape a country, not get into it. You know, we separate the children at the border of America because we're trying to figure out whether or not they're really related to these people that they're traveling with, or whether they're being trafficked to become sex slaves. And so they separate them to do DNA tests because they don't know who they are. But these people were caught as they were trying to escape England. You know, the men left, got into the boats, and as they were in the process of loading up, you know, they put the men in first, carrying some of the goods and so forth. The women and children were still on shore. And then the English showed up on the shore with full force, cavalry, weapons. And the guy that was on the ship just bolted and abandoned the women and children, and they were arrested. That's family separation right there. Separated because they were trying to escape religious persecution. They just wanted to be left alone. They wanted to get out. It's like, you know, we see in the communist countries. The countries are organized along the principles that AOC wants to organize on. They put a wall to keep them in. We're saying we need to have a wall to keep people out, to make sure that the people who are coming in are not going to be criminals and terrorists. It's a very different approach. On their transatlantic crossing to the New World, they suffered the wiles of unscrupulous investors, the near sinking of the Speedwell, the miseries of life between decks for 9 long weeks. Yeah, it took the family to, we went up to Massachusetts to see the ships there, the replicas that they have of them. It's unbelievable how tiny these things are. You look at the number of people there, and what do they do, stand up the entire time, you know, shoulder to shoulder? How do you even survive a situation like that? But the story of the Pilgrims is a story of persecution. The story of the Pilgrims is a story of prison. It's a story of pain. And it's our future. Because we've turned our children over to the government. And the government insists, just like the Chinese government, you must worship them. You must give them thanks. You must give them your property. Yeah, government sees itself as godverment. That's the truth of the matter. You know, the first Thanksgiving was not Abraham Lincoln's. The first Thanksgiving was actually a proclamation of George Washington. That's the kind of leaders that we used to have. Less than 6 months after George Washington became president, he became president on April 30th, 1789. On October the 3rd, 1789, a proclamation from the new president of the new United States talking about how we were going to set aside a time to thank God. Yes, that's who we're thanking on Thanksgiving. That's the intention of God and later of Abraham Lincoln, to thank God. Not government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money. Major report out. of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost, Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points for your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
CNN headlines about Thanksgiving. The pilgrims survived thanks to an epidemic that devastated Native Americans. You can't make it up. I mean, they can. What a twisting of facts. No, CNN. The pilgrims survived after nearly starving to death because they had initially enacted a system of communism, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, and nobody worked. That is the system that you and the Democrats are trying to push on us. Except what you're pushing is even worse. You're pushing not only communism that fails to produce any goods, but you're pushing a system of authoritarian austerity that demands that we surrender everything that we have produced, destroy our economy to worship the environment. Your new religion that you're pushing out there. Students at Washington and Lee University are now demanding removal of both George Washington and Robert E. Lee's portraits from their diplomas. We, the undersigned, call on the administration of Washington and Lee University to provide students with the option of removing the portraits of namesakes Robert E. Lee and George Washington from their diplomas. I think they ought to grant this because those students who do not know the character of these men, who graduate with such profound ignorance, are not worthy to have their pictures on their diplomas. You're not worthy to have their photos on your stinking diplomas that you want to be able to proudly put up. Let them have one with a picture of Marx and Lenin. You know, it was George Washington, as I said before, that proclaimed 6 months after becoming president, proclaimed Thanksgiving. It's a very long proclamation. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just to give you an idea of what he was saying. It begins, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, to humbly implore his protection and favor, and so forth. He says, well, both houses of Congress and a committee have requested that we do this, that we set aside a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal factors of an Almighty God. Can you imagine a congressional committee that would do something like that today? No. They're too busy playing their little political games, trying to confiscate guns, trying to take away every last remaining shred of the Constitution. They reduced it to confetti and they're trying to pick up the pieces now. He goes on to say, we now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, by the people of these states to the service of the great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all that is good, that was, that is, or that will be. And he goes on to say, we thank him for his mercies and for the favorable interpositions of his providence, which we experienced in the course and the conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable, rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for safety and happiness, particularly the national one, now lately instituted, because it was just 6 months, not even 6 months old, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed. And then at the end, he says also that we may then unite and most humbly offering our prayers and supplication to the great Lord and ruler of nations, beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us, whether in public or private stations, to perform our duties properly, punctually, to render our national government a blessing to the people, constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws. And then finally, he says, to promote the knowledge and the practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant to all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Can you imagine a political leader saying something like that today? No. No, they want you to worship them. They want you to worship government, Godverment. That's who you should think. Because you didn't build that. You don't own it. It's public goods, and they will do what they wish with those public goods, and they will do what they wish to you as well. You know, we talk about these cities that they're building, these Google archipelagos, these open-air prisons, these gulags that they're preparing, the technocratic elite like Elon Musk with his tens of thousands of 5G satellites. He's putting so many that people can't, the astronomers are complaining, we can't see the stars anymore. Well, you better see what's coming. You better understand this 5G network that he and these other technocrats are putting in is going to be taking the control the censorship that we already see in cyberspace and putting it in urban space. And these people are, do not have the character to rule over us. But it's people like George Washington that the students at Washington and Lee want to remove from their diploma. Oh, he's been removed from their curriculum. He's been removed from their history. He's been removed from their understanding. And all they see is a cartoon caricature. Maybe that's what they could do. Instead of putting Marx and Lenin, why don't you put a cartoon caricature of Robert E. Lee and George Washington on your diploma? That's all that you deserve. President Trump talking about turkeys. Let's play video clip number 4. He had something humorous to say about what might be coming out of Congress. Not a proclamation to thank God, but President Trump had this to say.
Bread and butter were raised in Tar Heel State by farmer Welly Jackson, who's here with us with his wife, Tara, and their lovely family. And I want to thank you very much. Great job. Great job. Thank you very much. Thankfully, bread and butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. It's true.
All right.
Hundreds of people have.
They've already received subpoenas. Bread and butter. You know, we had some friends who raised pigs, and just so the kids would not get too attached to them, they named them Ham and Bacon to remind them that they were growing food. Good idea. But President Trump went on to pardon the turkey. You can show that in B-roll, as they always do every year. You know, they had a bit of a ceremony where he pardoned, actually, I guess both of them, bread and butter. And as I said yesterday, you know, the president is pardoning a turkey. Last week he pardoned a seal. I think it's time that we pardon a stone, Roger Stone. Because just like the subpoenas issued, as he was joking, by Adam Schiff to the turkey's bread and butter, we've had subpoenas, we've had charges, we've had convictions that are as much of a joke as any subpoena from Adam Schiff to a couple of real-life turkeys. And it's absolutely criminal what is being done to people. It's political persecution of another kind. And President Trump, you need to do the right thing. It was the right thing to excuse that seal. And it would be the right thing to excuse Roger Stone. As I tweeted out this morning, you should do something about Julian Assange as well. Yesterday, I talked about how Tucker Carlson, to his credit, because it's not easy to do this on Fox News, talked about how we were lied to about chemical weapons in Syria, the OPCW, whistleblowers. It's WikiLeaks that released the original document. And you can see the original document and the secondary document because WikiLeaks gave us that information. Julian Assange is being killed. The turkeys are being pardoned, but the American government is trying to kill Julian Assange and lock up Roger Stone on this Thanksgiving. We're not going to be here tomorrow. We're not going to be here Friday. We're going to be taking Thanksgiving off with our families. But so we want you to enjoy it, and we want you to keep in mind the specials that we have as we get to Black Friday on this coming Friday. Keep in mind the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off and free shipping. And for anything that you buy, you get triple Patriot points. That's going to be equivalent to a 15% discount in the future when you buy products from InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got many, many nutraceuticals, natural, safe, effective, and now 50% off and free shipping. We have things like Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. That is 67% off. We also have some of our newer products like VasoBeet, vasodilator out of pure beet juice. That's 50% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, 50% off. Winter Sun, your vitamin D supplement if you're not going to be getting out in the winter. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Many other products, 50% off. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Have a happy Thanksgiving.